Good morning, and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Sunday, April 28th. On today's show, NASA's Perseverance rover is hunting for fossils in Jezero Crater, looking for clues of ancient life on Mars. Plus, we have a creepy photograph revealing Mars spiders. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an exciting update from Mars. NASA's Perseverance rover is on a mission to search for evidence of past life on the red planet. The rover has arrived at Jezero Crater, an area believed to contain ancient muds and sediments deposited by a river over 3 billion years ago. Here with more details is our correspondent. So tell us, what makes this particular location so promising for the search for past life on Mars?
Jezero Crater was specifically chosen as the landing site for Perseverance due to its unique geological features. The presence of an ancient river delta suggests that the area once had conditions that could have potentially supported microbial life. The rover is equipped with advanced instruments designed to detect potential fossils and collect samples for further analysis back on Earth. This mission marks a significant step in our quest to understand the history of Mars and whether life ever existed there.
NASA recently announced the collection of an intriguing sample called Comet Geyser from an outcrop known as Bunsen Peak near the crater's edge. What have scientists learned from analyzing this sample?
The Bunsen Peak sample, nicknamed Comet Geyser, has generated excitement among the scientific community. Analysis reveals that the sample is rich in carbonate minerals, which are cemented together with silica. Carbonate-rich rocks like these are significant because they could have formed under habitable conditions that may have supported ancient life. The fine-grained nature of the carbonates, along with the silica cement, offers a higher chance of preserving delicate fossils and organic matter that could provide evidence of past life on Mars.
Why is it important to bring these samples back to Earth for further study? Can't the rover conduct all the necessary analysis on Mars itself?
While Perseverance is equipped with state-of-the-art instruments, bringing the samples back to Earth is crucial for more detailed analysis. Earth-based laboratories have far more advanced capabilities compared to what can be achieved on the Martian surface. Scientists will be able to use a wide range of sophisticated techniques to study the samples in greater depth, potentially unlocking the secrets of Mars' geological history and any evidence of past life. Returning these samples to Earth is a complex endeavor, but one that could yield groundbreaking discoveries.
Despite the scientific significance of the Mars sample return mission, there have been recent reports of funding challenges and job losses at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. How might this impact the future of planetary exploration?
The funding challenges and job losses at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory highlight the importance of sustained support for planetary exploration. These missions are not only scientifically valuable, but also inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers. Adequate funding and resources are essential to ensure the success of ongoing and future missions, including the Mars sample return. It is crucial for policymakers and the public to recognize the long-term benefits of investing in space exploration and the potential for groundbreaking discoveries that could reshape our understanding of the universe and our place in it.
Thank you for those insights on the Perseverance rover's mission and the potential for discovering past life on Mars. And speaking of intriguing Martian phenomena, a new photograph from the Mars Express orbiter has captured an image that looks like millions of spiders on the red planet's surface. But as eerie as it sounds, there's a scientific explanation behind this. Bella, our Mars correspondent, is here to tell us more. So what exactly are we seeing in this photograph?
Well, David, what the orbiter has captured are actually unique geological features on the Martian surface, known as spiders. But don't worry, these aren't actual living arachnids. They're dark-colored patterns that form when frozen carbon dioxide, also known as dry ice, is exposed to sunlight during the Martian spring.
Interesting. So how does this process create these spider-like shapes?
During the Martian winter, layers of dry ice form on the surface. As temperatures warm in the spring, sunlight causes the lower layers to sublimate, turning directly from solid to gas. This gas gets trapped under the upper layers of ice, and the building pressure eventually causes it to burst through, carrying dark dust from the ground up with it. As this dust settles on the surface, it creates these intricate branch-like patterns that resemble spiders.
They certainly look tiny in the orbiter images. Just how big are these spiders on the surface?
Surprisingly large, actually. The European Space Agency says the patches can be 145 feet wide at their narrowest and over half a mile wide at their broadest points. Most of the spiders were observed near an area nicknamed the Inca City due to its geometric network of ridges. The whole region is known as Angustus Labyrinthus because of its maze-like valley systems.
Are these spider formations unique to this area on Mars?
Similar polygonal shapes have been found in other regions like Utopia Planitia, one of the largest impact basins on Mars. These are thought to form from freeze-thaw cycles that cause the ground to crack, similar to permafrost regions on Earth. But the distinctive spider shapes seem to be most prevalent in the Angustus Labyrinthus region, at least from what's been observed so far.
It's fascinating to see how seasonal changes on Mars can create such striking geological features. Thanks for helping us understand this a bit better, Bella. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.